with all the promises on the market today, and all the wonder drugs, and all the operations, and all that doctors can perform, the tucking it here and pulling it out there, and sewing it up and shuffling it away, and stuffing it here. You wonder what next, in the name of science, can they do to make us live longer. And I don't know about you, but all of us are trying real hard. Amen? Don't look at me like that. You are too. Yes, you are. And you wonder, what is next? There's never been a time on earth that man has been so health-minded as it has today. Health food shops are popping up. Health books are found in every nook and cranny of our city. And they are full of natural home remedies on how to live longer and how to live happier and how to live healthier, amen. There's a weekly seminar on diets and exercise, videos to teach you exercise and how to eat happier and healthier and how to look younger and how to live better and creams to put on and things to stretch and things to pull and things to pucker up, amen. In fact, I love raspberries. Now scientists says if you just take raspberries, you'll lose weight. It ain't working. Specialists are telling you the vitamins and minerals and supplements and homemade potions, and they'll help you live and have a better, happier life. And I remember years ago, you remember that health nut out of California named Yul Gibbons? How many remember him? Yeah. They say that he died of relatively young age. Some say he choked on a pine cone he was trying for fiber. But anyway, a number of years ago, Mrs. Shear and I went to a one-night seminar to how to live longer and better. And the lecture was given by a doctor who at one time was a veterinarian. He turned doctor. That should have sent up a red light or a couple flags, amen. And the doctor made a tape called Dead Doctors Don't Lie. I remember that tape. Sure, you probably have it, amen. And he was a pretty interesting chap. He had a lot of good stories. And a lot of things he said about health. And the veterinary who went into the field of human medicine, his expertise was in chemistry and many other ideas, areas of study. And he told how that animal science treated their animals better than medical science treated the humans. And he said, because the pharmaceutical companies are made rich because they treat the symptoms instead of curing the symptoms. So if they cure it, they're out of business. That was a blessing to me to hear that, amen. And so, sounds like you're working a real good deal there, Dr. Harmon, amen. And your sidekick there, amen. And he gave an average that what it cost a person to, if they contact cancer and how much it costs that person if they get diabetes. And boy, he had all kinds of wonderful figures. I mean, just enough to just drive you kind of crazy, you know. And when the seminar is over, I felt worse when I came in the place, amen. And conveniently, there were tables and salesmen on every door ready to take down your name and what kind of herbs and spices you wanted, and as you left the seminar. And you were to fill out this form, and they'd take your credit card and promise to send you the miracle herbs, minerals, and spices to your door every month. I told Mrs. Shear, you know, I'd rather get my herbs and spices from Kentucky Fried Colonel's place, amen, than get my vitamins from there, amen. Well, that's how we ended that one, amen. I think it's the story of Ponce de Leon. He was, history records back in the 1500s that he was a great explorer, and he conquered Puerto Rico from Spain and became their governor in 1510 to 1512. And while on the island of Puerto Rico, he learned by some Indians that there was an island called Bimini. And the island of Bimini was north of Cuba, and which reputedly possessed the Fountain of Youth. Lewis and Clark thought they found it just over here. Amen. The fountain of youth. And a spring whose waters have the power to rejuvenate and restore your youth. Amen. How many like to take a drink of that today? Not me, brother. I'm ready for heaven. Amen. Now, believing this tale, Ponce de Leon in 1512 obtained permission from the King of Spain to discover and to conquer and to colonize the island of Bimini. Well, he could not find the island. And he went back to Puerto Rico in 1521, thinking, and he'd heard that the Fountain of Youth was in Florida. And there's many people that believe that even today. And he went there, but he had a little problem with some Indians, and they fiercely attacked his party and severely wounded him in the fight, and the expedition withdrew and sailed to Cuba, where Ponce de Leon died shortly after the landing. He never did find the island of Bimini or the Fountain of Youth. You know, it is serious business. Stay healthy. And if you're not healthy, it's pretty hard to do what God wants you to do. Amen? You've been there. You've been sick. And sometimes you wanted to do things and you couldn't do it. And if you're not healthy, you spoil some plans of yours and the family's. The Bible tells us how to be healthy, though. In Philippians chapter 4, verse 5, the Bible said, "Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand." The Bible also tells us that exercise will help you a little. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 8, "For bodily exercise profiteth little, but it profiteth even." And listen to what the Lord said about his health book for longevity in life. I don't know about you, but I really want to be around to help raise them grandkids. I really do. And I'm looking forward to the great-grandkids someday. And not yet, but looking, amen. And, you know, all of us have a desire to influence our family members and influence the godly way, influence them to pray and to live for God. There's something wrong if we wouldn't be. And so, of course, we want to live a long life. Here's the answer from the Bible. This is where you can find the Fountain of Youth. First of all, the Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter 4 and verse 40, we already read it, he says, keep his statutes. Statutes have to do with God's decrees, or the prescription is that God said, keep the word of God. We keep the commandments. His public proclamations, or may I say, his orders that he issued by his authority in the decree that he gave to mankind. First of all, he gave his Ten Commandments. And those were not the suggestions, amen. There were Ten Commandments, amen. And he gave us many others in the Scripture, the commandments of them. The Bible again said in Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 40, thou shalt keep therefore his statutes and his commandments, which I command thee this day, that it may go well with thee and with thy children after thee, and that thou mayest prolong thy days upon the earth, which the Lord thy God has given thee forever. So there you go. There's a prescription that we can have to prolong our days. Secondly, we find that the Fountain of Youth of the Scripture, you must keep his commandments. God's divine charge, his prescription, his direction concerning particular matters which he wants us to observe. God was not kidding. God was not kidding when he was talking about, give us the Ten Commandments. And thou shalt not have any other God before us. Thou shalt not use God's name in vain. The Bible says, you know, that we need to be moral. God says we shouldn't lie. God says we ought to tell the truth. God says we ought to obey our parents and the Lord. That'll keep you live longer. Your parent, my mama, you say, son, I brought you in the world. I can take you out of this world. Amen. But anyway, hey, Jerry, good to have you. God bless you, man. Good to see you. Amen. And so, keeping the command. Third, you find the Fountain of Youth, you must honor thy father and mother. Deuteronomy chapter 5, verse 16. Honor thy father and thy mother. as the Lord thy God hath commanded thee, that thy days may be prolonged, and that it may go well with thee. That's very interesting. It may be go well with thee. That's talking about your next generation. That means that the way you treated your mom and daddy is how your children are going to treat you. That it may be well with thee. I see some of you parents sitting with your children today. And when they had that little rowdy baby that you were saying, I told you, you're gonna see how I felt. Amen. More like amen, oh me, amen. So the Bible talks about this. Honor your father and mother, talks about, means to admire. Admire your mommy and daddy. Boy, a lot of things can be said about that, amen. Boy, just to admire your mom and dad. I admire my mom and dad, how they used to treat us and how they used to do things and how they used to make things out of nothing and get through some pretty tough times in life. I admire them. Secondly, we ought to praise them. You ought to praise them. You ought to make sure you, is your mommy and daddy still living? You want to praise them. I think of the Sander family and the girls. Many of you don't know them because their parents have been sick for so long. But they're with them all the time. They're caregivers. Unbelievable. Unbelievable caregivers. And we need to praise our parents. You got to praise them. Get on your phone. Call them up. Tell them you love them. Get on the FaceTime or get on the Skype or get on the Fring. There's a whole bunch of different things. It's so nice to see their faces. My grandkids, it's pretty funny. I get on the FaceTime, and my grandsons think that it's funny to like this and put their nose hole up to the camera. And there, did any of your children do that? That's what I thought. Amen. And somehow they turn upside down and look at the camera, and you look at this kid upside down. You wonder, what is he, a bat or something? I don't know. And it's just good to see him, amen. And spend them time with them. I remember when my wife and I, we'd go home to Michigan, and we'd only go about twice a year. And the little guys, you know, they didn't know mom and daddy very, grandma and grandpa very well. But you know what? We kept pictures in front of them all the time. And told them about grandma, and told them about grandpa, and how much they love. It's an amazing thing. We get off that airplane, get to the house, get to the farmhouse, and those little guys, just little guys, who were pretty skittish. They were kind of like little wolf pups, you know. They just stayed away from people. I don't know why they were kind of jumpy around people, like some of your kids are. But they saw grandma, and they saw grandpa, and they just flying on, about knocked them down. Amen. Love them. You need to do that. You need to praise your family. Amen. The Bible also, the idea has, this is the window of insight, or the illustration. This is the word picture, that you would reverence them. Hold them precious. You know, our parents gave us everything. They gave us life. Our mother fed us and loved us and cleaned up and cleaned up and cleaned up for us and cleaned up for us. How is it that a mama can spend 3 hours cleaning a place and in 5 seconds those little rascals and have that thing tore apart? Explain that to me, would you please? But hold them precious. And also, it talks about we ought to treat them properly. That's the idea behind this. Treat our parents properly. And the Bible says we need to lift them up. You know, every parent has a problem. Probably you. But anyway, every parent has something that's just not so just right, you know. But, you know, we ought to lift them up. They're our parents. You only get one daddy and you only get one mom in your life. And I'll guarantee you, when they're gone, they're gone. Boy, there'd be a lot of times I'd like to call my dad. Hey, Dad, what do you think about this? Or, Mama, what do you think about this? Boy, that'd be a wonderful thing to be able to just call them up. Hey, take advantage of that when you still have it. And it also has this idea of accepting them. That's just Dad. Leave him alone. He's not going to change. Mom tried for 40 years to change him. He ain't changing. So just leave him alone. He's okay. it's okay. Accept them. And then obey them. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Ephesians 6:1, to honor thy father and thy mother with the first commandment with promise. Which is the first commandment with a promise. That it may be well with thee and thou mayest live long on the earth. You said, hey, I want to live a long time. How are you doing with your parents? Do you honor them? I don't care how old they are. You honor them? Oh, some of them are going to get old and they're going to forget you and they're going to do things that you don't know what they're doing and they're going to say things and they're kind of all there, you know, and they may get dementia, they may get Alzheimer's, you don't know which way they're coming from. Hey, honor them. Love them anyway. Remember, sometimes that's not who they used to be. That it may be well with thee, that thou mayest live long on the earth. Fourth, to find the fountain of youth, you must have respect or compassion for life. Very interesting scripture over here in Deuteronomy chapter 22 and verse 6, if you take your Bible and look at that. Very interesting. If a bird's nest chance be therefore before thee in the way in any tree or on the ground, whether they be young ones or eggs or the dam or the mother sitting upon the young and upon the eggs, thou shalt not take the dam with the young. You're not to take the mother. You can take the eggs, or you can take the baby, but don't take the dam. Leave the mother alone. Why? Tell me why. You take the mother, and you take the eggs. That's it. Remember the little story about the goose that laid the golden egg? Good night. You take taking the eggs. Leave the goose alone. Amen. And God's word teaches us that we ought to be very careful how we treat these animals. Treat them. She is going to be there to protect her little young ones. Leave her alone. You know, God's word said, if you want to live a long time, it'd be best you take care of them. Look at what the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 12, verse 20. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast. I remember I'd be tired and come home from school and go out and do the chores and then get ready for bed. My dad said, hey, did you do something? And I said, no. He said, son, don't you know the Bible says that a righteous man regards the life of his beast? You got to go up there and do that. You got to go feed that dog. You got to get water for it. Hey, man. You better take care of him. You can't take care of them. Take them over to the vet. Let them help you with them. Amen. God says, you want to live a long life? You take care of these things in life. Isn't that amazing? God says, God was concerned about the little things. The little kitties and little dogs and little turtles and whatever you got in your house. I hope you don't have snakes. God have mercy on your soul. But anyway. You want to know how I feel about that? I believe a snake is good when it's dead. But it bothers me if there's a snake there, you know there's more than one, amen. But anyway, when you're walking by a tree in the field, and you see that nest, the baby eggs, the mother is sitting and caring for them, you don't have to touch that mother. Leave it alone. You may, if you need to, take the young, but you never take the mother. You leave the mom alone. Why? Sure, there'd be more babies. Amen. Amen. The righteousness of a man watches even for his beast. Well, if you've got animals, you take good care of them. If it's cold, you make sure you take care of them. You make sure the water's open for them and make sure they're just taken care of right. Amen. They don't know how to take care of themselves. You've got them all penned up. You've taught them to be domesticated, and they can't get out. So you take good care of them, amen. And if you don't, shame on you. Fifth, find a fountain of youth. You must ask for long life. Psalm 21, verse 4. He asked life of thee, and thou gavest in him even lengths of days forever and ever. You want life? God says, ask for it. Amen. Psalm 91, verse 15. He shall call upon me, and I'll answer him, and I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. Verse 16. And with long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. What's it do? It says, ask. Call and find the Lord. You want to live a long life? Sure. Why do you want to do that? So that you may influence others about Jesus Christ. So that you may tell others about Jesus Christ. Amen. 6. Find the fountain of youth. You must make a vow to tell others about him. Listen to what the Bible says. Psalm 61 and verse 5. For thou, O God, hast heard my vows, that thou hast given me the heritage of those that fear thy name. Thou wilt prolong the king's life and his years as many generations. Why? By telling people about Jesus Christ. You soul winners that go and tell people that Jesus loves you and tell them that Jesus will take them to heaven if they invite Jesus Christ to their heart. God said, hey, I'll tell you what, I'll give you some long life for that. Amen? You know, I don't know about you, but if I've got a guy that's working hard, and doing the job I need to be done, I want to take care of him financially, and I want to take care of him with encouraging him. Amen. What do you think God does? You're out there telling people about Jesus Christ. Do you think God wants you to do that? Absolutely. And so there's a way there. 7th way to find the fountain of youth: you may, out of God's mercy, receive long life. Out of God's mercy, if God gives you mercy. What's it say? Psalm 119, verse 7. Let thy tender mercies come upon me, that I may live, for thy law is my delight. Only by mercy of God can we keep on going. Psalm 71, verse 18. Now also when I am old and gray-headed, O God, forsake me not, until I have showed thy strength unto this generation and thy power to everyone that is to come. God says, I'm going to give him some more days. And you ought to say, amen. 8, to find the foundation of youth, you must delight in the Word of God. Do you love the Word of God? Delight in it. Delight. The word delight comes from this idea. When you see your girlfriend, you just delight. You delight up. Get it? You delight up. Yesterday, I was at some place, and this young man is courting this young girl, and I was sitting there watching, and all of a sudden, she walks in, and he just delighted up. Just like somebody put a big old flood lamp on him. That's not... Man, that boy's got it. He is done. He is fried. I mean, it's over. Amen. And that's what the Bible says we ought to be about the Word of God. Oh, you just yearn to be in the Word of God. You yearn to read the Word of God. God said, if you do that, I'll give you a long life. Listen, what is it? Thy tender mercies came upon me that I may live. For thy law is my delight. Psalm 119, verse 77. It's my delight. It's my great pleasure to be highly pleased. Something that gives great pleasure. It entices me. I can't be pulled away from it. It can't be pulled down. Means more to me than anything else, a possession I own. It's my number one thing in life. Do you do that about the Word of God? God said, hey, I'll tell you what. You love my Word of God, I'll give you some more years. Amen. Number 9, to find the fountain of youth, you must keep and remember God's Word in your heart. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments for length of days and long life, and peace shall be added to thee. Boy, to keep the Word of God, you've got to memorize it. It is ever before you. answer a man questioned by the Word of God. Today, when I walked up to the hospital room, and the girls were really having a difficult time, I said, "Girls, I said, let me just quote you some scripture. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you." Hey, let me tell you something. When you're in a situation and someone starts talking to you about heaven, I don't care who you are. Yesterday at the funeral, family was grieving. And I quoted the scripture. And a young lady, about maybe 20, 21 years old, one of the grandson's wives. And I quoted, "Let not thy heart be troubled." And when I mentioned heaven, boy, tears just started streaming down her face. But a little smile came to her face. It gave her that hope. That's what we need today. We need some hope. Amen. And if you have this in your heart and you memorize the Word of God, and the problems come and the heartaches come. I know some of you have memorized Scripture. You tell your children, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right." You remember that Scripture, amen? Use it all the time. Why? Because you keep saying it, keep saying it, and keep saying it. Hope they'll get it. Or they're going to get it, amen. Memorize the Scriptures. Have it in your heart. God said, "Link the days in long life and peace." Boy, some things come into your heart and you just wonder. But you have the peace that passes all understanding when you have the Word of God in your heart. Amen. The tenth, to find the fountain of youth, you must toil in the Word of God. Boy, I went over this. Toil in the Word of God. The Bible says this, Proverbs chapter 3 and verse 13, 14, 15, and 16. Listen to what it says. "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days are in her right hand, and her left hand riches and honor." When you read this Word of God and you're saying, "Oh, wait a minute, I want some long life, but how do I get it?" This has the idea of a miner looking for precious stones and precious metals. A number of years ago, my wife and I went down to southern Montana, and a friend of mine says, "Hey, we found some gold there, and let's go down." And so, of course, we bought some gold pans. How many ever bought a gold pan? Really? Only a few of you? You live in Montana and you don't have a gold pan? Man! But anyway, you can wash dishes in it. You ought to have a gold pan anyway, you know? And we went down there, and we went down the Boulder area, and we moved probably a ton of earth. And I sat on this rock, and my feet were in the water, and I'm telling you what, I couldn't even move after I sat there for a while. My legs were so cold. You ever get your feet so cold? You remember at camp, some of you guys been at camp at the creek, amen. And I couldn't even hardly stand up. But I was sitting there just rolling that. And I found some gold. Now, you need a microscope to see it. But I found some gold. And after moving, I'm not kidding you, a ton of the earth, we figured we got less than what they call a penny worth of gold. I still have it at my office, up in my office. I still have a little bit of that gold up there. And I found a couple sapphires. And it was pretty neat. But I'm going to tell you something. It was a lot of work. And the Bible says that's the way you go for the Word of God. You mine. It's the idea of a hunter who goes out and pursues the game. Every time you go doesn't mean you're going to get something. If that was it, we'd just call it killing. We go hunting. Hunting I will go. But anyway. It talks about the... It has this idea with a venner who watches and he works it, tries to get this like Edison did to the lamp. I'm glad he did that, amen. Or the investor who watches the market, or the rancher who's always trying to improve his herd. Or a farmer who works the potential of his field. The Bible says, if you want to have a long life, you get in there and dig, and you work, and purposely work hard and sweat over the Word of God. And he says, I'll give you long life. 11, to find the fountain of youth, you must do what the Bible says without question. Proverbs 4:10. Hear, O my son, and receive my sayings, and the years of thy life shall be many. You know, delayed obedience is disobedience, isn't it? As a son says, yes, sir, without question, to his father. Boy, that gets daddy's attention. Amen. Number 12, to find the fountain of youth, you must fear the Lord. Proverbs 9, verse 10. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding. For by me the days shall be multiplied, and the years of thy life shall be increased. Boy, there are so many things in the Word of God that tells us how we get older, how we live a good life. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. 13, find the fountain of youth. You must take knowledge of the holy. Fear the Lord. Boy, nothing can satisfy me. Nothing can I attain except through Him, except Him, His holiness, His justice, His law, His forgiveness. God says, I'll give you a long life. 14, to find the fountain of youth, you must hate covetousness. Proverbs 28:6, the prince that wanteth understanding is also a great oppressor. But he that hateth covetousness shall prolong his days. There are a lot of covetous people today. Oh, I wish I had that. I wish I had that. How much did that cost you? How much did that? Boy, I wish I had that. God said, don't do it. God said, hate that. Hate it. Who cares what you got? Man, God, give it. Enjoy it. Amen. Enjoy it. But don't worry about what else somebody else has. Don't worry about what somebody else has. Oh, I wish I had one of those. Oh, yeah, you're lucky. No, I just worked a little extra. You sat and watched TV, I went and got a second job. Hey, man. You know, God said, hey, hate covetousness. Hate it. Hate it. Hate it. Hate it. 15, and the last one, aren't you glad? To find the fountain of youth, you must live godly. 1 Timothy chapter 4, 8. For bodily exercise profits little, but godliness is profitable unto all things, having promise of the life that is now and of that which is to come. If you want to live a long life, there are just a few little things you have to do. They're not hard things to do. It's not hard to believe the Word of God. It's not hard to obey your parents. It's not hard to serve the Lord with gladness. It's not hard to read the Scriptures. It's not hard to get in there and dig and find the jewels and the precious metals of the Word of God. You just got to do it. You just got to put yourself in the frame and say, you know what? I'm going to do this. I'm going to serve God. Now, let me tell you this. If you're here today and you do not know Jesus Christ, your personal Savior, this doesn't mean anything to you. You have no hope of tomorrow. But we as Christians, our name is written in the book of life. Those who have asked Jesus Christ to forgive your sins, ask Him in your heart. He said, I will save you to the uttermost. I will give you the promise of heaven forever. Let's pray. Father in heaven, thank you, Lord Jesus, for today. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for even the Word of God teaching us how we can live a long life. It's amazing. Everything in the world, everything in this world, everything that comes to us, we can go to the Word of God and we can find how we ought to live, how we ought to act, and even how we can live a long life. Lord, I pray you'd bless this time. Help us, God, today to be excited about serving you. Help us be excited about the Word of God. Help us to be excited about serving others. Lord, I pray you just help us now. Help us tonight that we would realize what a blessing it is to serve you. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. You're here today and you say, preacher, you know, I'm really afraid. I'm afraid if I die today, I'm not sure I'm going to go to heaven. I'm afraid today that, you know, if something happens to me, I don't know where I'm going to be. Well, my friend, you came to the right place. Because there's a God in heaven that loves you so much and cares for you today that He'll take your sins away from you if you only ask Him. All you have to say is, dear God, forgive me of all my sins. I believe you died on the cross and rose on the third day. Come into my heart and save me right now. You know, the Bible teaches us that He'll do. The Bible says, my name is Truth. I've never told a lie. I'm not going to tell a lie. Don't plan on it. Boy, wouldn't that be wonderful we could say about us. But Jesus said, I'll never lie. Are you here today and say, preacher, I'm not sure I'm saved. You say, preacher, would you pray for me? Would you lift your hand today and say, preacher, I'm not sure I'm on my way to heaven. Would you lift your hand and pray for you? You're here today and say, preacher, there's some things in my heart, my life, that God's really speaking to me right up to now. Pastor, would you pray for me? I do want to live a good life. I want to live a long life, that I may serve others, that I may tell others about Jesus Christ. Pastor, would you pray for me? God bless you. Amen. Man, that's great. Amen. Father, I pray you'd speak to our hearts. Help us, Lord, today to realize the blessing it is to serve you. Lord God, we ask you for many years that we may serve you. We ask you, Lord Jesus, that we would take the Word of God and we would keep it in our hearts and our lives. Help us, Lord Jesus, today that we will walk close to you in Jesus' name. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Good, ask everyone to stand to your feet. This is called the invitation. Never been in our church before. This, we invite you to come forward. Maybe you're here today and you're not sure you're saved. You say, preacher, I don't know if I'm on my way to heaven, but I'd sure like to know that. Maybe you're here today, you say, preacher, I haven't followed Lord and Believer's baptism. You need to come and take care of that today. Maybe you're here today and you say, preacher, there's some things in my heart and my life that are just not right. I need to take care of. Oh, maybe you're here today and you say, preacher, we'd like to become members of this church. We'd like to serve here. Whatever it be, why don't you come today? As the music starts, you step out and say, today I want to get saved. Today I want to be sure I'm saved. I'm on my way to heaven. Why don't you come right now? Here today and say, preacher, I've been saved, but I haven't followed Lord and Believer's baptism. I'd sure like to do that. Why don't you come? You're here today and say, preacher, we want to become members of this church. We want to serve God here. Why don't you come at this time?